I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer looking at Billy Bones. A Paolo Di Canio. A West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United. More than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast.
Season 13, episode 28. And you hear the dulcet tones of John. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home talking to yous, doing a podcast.
And Kenning Tamlin, where Hello. Are you? Welcome back. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast with you because I didn't do a painting this afternoon.
There you go. No, Nigel, he is in Swansea. Technically, that's abroad, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, foreign country.
Foreign country. Should be back next week. It could be an interesting night tonight because Nigel, we were talking on WhatsApp, he's not here tonight, but was listening on the radio. John, do you want to say where were you during the game?
I was relocating my daughter back to uni after Christmas break.
And Len?
It was on, but I was doing painting and wasn't watching.
So, this might be an intro.
Come on, you Irons!
Come on, you Irons! Well, at least I watched the game.
Yeah. People say
you couldn't find anything better to do like the rest of us.
Do you know what? It was interesting. I was out, actually, and I got to watch it, but my son was playing for Horsley. He plays for Horsley Bees in Surrey, and the clubhouse obviously has Sky and TNT. So they were 3-0 up at half time. So I went into the clubhouse, looking out the window, watching my son play football, and watched the game there with a beer.
Oh, nice.
Well, I didn't, not with a beer actually, because actually it's dry January. I'm not drinking, and I am trying to be the Noom Slimmer of the Year, John. This year, I have lost 3 kilos already. I'm due to get married, hopefully late this year, and I've got 27 kilos to lose between now, and I've lost my first 3 kilos. There you go.
Okay, stone. In English, what we're talking? 27 kilos.
Four stone.
You're going to try and lose 4 stone before you get married?
Yeah, 4 stone.
Good on you.
What are you going to do, Sean?
I'm using an app called Noom.
Eat less and exercise
is that
more.
It's an app called Noom. And Noom, basically, you eat green food. It's a calorie-controlled diet, right?
Oh.
But you eat green foods, yellow foods, and amber foods, and you make up certain things.
You can't just stop being a greedy cunt. You got to do like red, amber, green.
Yeah, exactly. On an app. It's all about the app, yeah. Anyway, it's not a diet podcast. It is a football podcast. We've had an international break. Sorry we weren't around last week, but no one could be asked to record. Well, that's true. I asked everyone, they go, what's there to talk about? And I went, lots.
Well, I thought there would have been one. I was a bit disappointed.
I asked you as well.
Yeah, I know, but you knew I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Anyway, later on, just a little teaser, we're going to talk about David Moyes' contract next season. We're going to talk about Calvin Phillips. We're going to talk about whether we're signing these strikers and any other transfer news. We're going to talk about Ben Johnson. We're going to talk about Benny Benrahma and Agur. But more of that later. Let's talk football.
Football.
We played the Blades, Sheffield United, yesterday. I don't know. What were your expectations, lads? Did you think that, you know, they're not the best? I mean, the bottom of the league, right?
Yeah. So go there and beat them.
You did. You thought we could just go.
Well, I'd like to go to a team at the bottom of the league and try and be the fucking better team. That's not too much to ask. Oh, well, according to Rio Ferdinand, yeah. It is.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah,
but what is he like?
I'll tell you, I can answer that very succinctly. What is it? I didn't see this because I'm avoiding the media because I just think it's getting a bit like football is getting a bit like the Running Man. It's all about sort of like the ratings and the shit like that all around it. It's all sort of filtering down to the social media hits everything. I don't know why he looked into the camera. Oh, but I'm not looking for it. But he's saying, like, what is it that what West Ham fans want?
Well, yeah.
Hope rather than expectation is the answer. Because as a fan, it's the hope that excites you. It's the expectation that makes things a bit dull. And, you know, you expect to see the team and style, and you get it. And really, if you take away the things that all like the media enjoyed like, in the last 6 minutes of the game, it was another shit performance. So you back to your question, what did you expect? I expected to lose, but I wanted to go in there and win. Well, I expected a bad performance, but, you know, I want someone to find a way of winning, whether it be the manager or players. I don't think that's a lot to ask against Sheffield United in chaos, by the way, and they actually didn't play very well themselves.
No, I mean...
Maybe I'm just, you know, expecting much and I'm a miserable middle-aged man. But
yeah, it would be nice to be able to go sixth in the league to the team at the bottom of the table and sort of like impose yourself on the game. You know, that would be good.
I mean, obviously we had no Pacatar.
Yeah, but everyone keeps throwing that in there.
Well,
no Pacatar.
You know, the bigger miss was Alvarez, in my view. Alvarez has still got a calf injury. It's not supposed to be too serious. But we had no Alvarez, no Pacatar.
No.
Kudos, obviously, in African nations, as is Agur. So, you know, Areola starting, Soufal, Mavropanos, Zuma, Emerson, Corne, Suchet, Ward-Prowse, Fornells, Ings, and Bowen, which was a surprise. And you gave a little bit more hope when you saw, you know, Bowen was starting, both Bowen and...
How did he perform? Obviously, I didn't see much at all.
He was sort of drowned out. He got some chances, but it just wasn't happening for him. And Danny Ings was easily the man of the match, John. I mean,
he played him sort of like behind Bowen, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
So he hasn't got...
Yeah, so Bowen up front and
he hasn't got to run around and try and do the Antonio role.
Yeah, it was a 4-4-1-1 with Bowen up front and Ings just behind him. But it worked really well for Ings and Ings got two assists. I mean, obviously one of them was a penalty, but he won the penalty, which for Fantasy League was an assist. And he assisted Corne for his first Premier League goal as well. Bowen had a quieter day. It just wasn't really coming off for him. He had a few chances, but, you know, he just...
So how did we look, Sean? Were we the better team?
No, we weren't the better team. But that said, we could have done enough to win. And if we talk
that's what...
We weren't the better team.
Why didn't we then?
That's what Rio Ferdinand should look at when he looks at the camera. Because we quite often can win a game, but don't look like we should, and we look shit all game.
Yeah, I mean, look, they probably wanted it a bit more. They looked probably better, and in some ways, that first goal that Corne went was against run of play. But you didn't feel like they were going to score, and then they did. You're right. You just thought, oh, Well, that sort of went against everything. I mean, let me just do the stat attack. Sheffield United had 57% and we had 43% of the ball. They had 20 shots, 6 on target. We had 16 shots, 5 on target. They had 4 corners to our 1. They fouled 11 times to our 10.
Not great stats, is it?
It's not great stats for us.
Getting a fucking team at the bottom of the league.
We didn't dominate. We wanted them to have the ball. And, you know, when Corne, you know, went ahead on 28, we looked comfortable in defending. Of course, we didn't go for the second one. We seemed to be defending, you know, letting them have the ball and run around. And we paid the price. You know, they scored just before half time on 44 minutes. And you, all that work is undone. And we go in to the break at 1-1 and you're just thinking, what's all that about then? But, you know, second half, it got even worse. The penalty, and I thought, look, this has got draw written all over it. But, you know, fast forward to 79 minutes when Ward-Prowse took the penalty. Now, for me, I know Sheffield United fans said Stone, you know, that it was a soft penalty, but it didn't look soft. You know, you can't do that. Was there any malice? No. Did he absolutely bundle him over in the penalty? Yes, he did. So it doesn't matter if there's any malice. The rules are pretty clear. It was a pen. Ward-Prowse, I thought Bowen might take it, but Ward-Prowse, great penalty, straight down the middle with power. 2-1. And you're thinking, do you know what? The way that Sheffield United had played, that is probably enough. You know, 10 minutes to go. We've only got to hold on for 10 minutes. And then, you know, we get past 90 minutes and then the fun starts, right? So first of all, Brewster gets sent off on 93 minutes. And, you know, there was no doubt in my mind that it should be a sending off. I know that Wilder said it shouldn't have been a sending off. And they're down to 10 men. And then 4 minutes later, Soufal gets sent off for a second yellow. The first yellow should never have been a yellow. And he gets the second yellow. It's like the ref was trying to equal it up.
He's been getting away with it for a few games. So
he was complaining to referee. He got his second yellow for complaining to referee. Arguable whether he should have got the first yellow. Then you get the penalty, right? You get the penalty what was it? 103 minutes, the latest goal ever scored in the Premier League, and basically, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures, guys. Areola comes out. He tries to punch the ball. He misses the ball. I forget the guy's name. He misses the ball as well. But actually, on the replay, you see that actually the Sheffield United guy makes contact with his arm, his shoulder, right into Areola. And he ends up with a big fat lip. He's so injured he can't carry on. And they're awarded a penalty. Now, independently, I know Rose tinted glasses and everything from West Ham fans, most people have said that should have been a foul on Areola, not a penalty against us. But again, VR give it. But that's not the travesty of it. The travesty is, with the last kick of the game, Bowen is in to score and he gets it. I don't know if either of you have seen it. It's like a rugby tackle or a WWF wrestling challenge. It's so unbelievable. And as he's wrestled down, the ball hits Bowen's hand, right? The ref gives handball, right? He did touch his hand, but after he was wrestled to the ground. And VAR doesn't look at it, and the ref blows up. And David Moyes goes absolutely bloody mental. He chases the ref down the tunnel. Mark Goldbridge, Man United YouTuber, says add West Ham to the people who've been hard done by. And pretty much everybody, even Sheffield United.
Oh, we must have been hard done by then if he said so.
Exactly, exactly. He's not going to do us any favours. Have you seen it, John?
I've seen it. Of course I've seen it.
I sent you some videos, didn't I?
Yeah, of course I've seen it. You know what I mean? The fact that the player himself put it up on social media later with a wrestling theme, yeah. He's just taking the piss, isn't he? So, yeah.
I mean, did we deserve to win it? Decisions. Probably not. But should we have won 3-1 or 3-2? Yes, we should have done. And it feels 2 points dropped.
Did we miss opportunities during the game to score more goals?
Yes.
Our finishing wasn't good.
I think you could go for all these things, Sean. It's not good enough for me, to be honest. You know, you could try and be the better, you know, the better team, considering everything says that you are. Didn't happen. You know, it's the old thing's turning me off West Ham a bit.
But it's still a point, whether you like it or not. Refereeing is consistent.
Oh, yeah, no.
We know that.
Mr. Mark Sagers on Talk TV last night.
Well, you were on that way, Sean.
VAR was brought in to make, to take the uncertainty out of the game, but it's brought in more uncertainty out of the game and made referees lazy, and there's just no consistency.
Well, he didn't make him lazy because he didn't revert to VAR, did he?
No. But is VAR supposed to say, I wonder if they've released the video, whether they're going, hang on, oh, he's blown up, the whistle's over, no, it's too late, you can't review it. I don't know.
But well, I had enough time, didn't I? It didn't take the penalty for another 5 minutes.
No, after the penalty. This is after the penalty, though.
I mean, the decisions are clearly awful, and the refereeing display was awful, and we, you know... By rights then, looking how the game went and if the decisions were correct, we would have won that game.
Yeah.
I fully accept that. That's,
but did we deserve it? You're probably right.
I get so bored of hearing people saying, what's happened to Fornells? What's Cornet done? You know, Benrahma, you know, you've got to look at it in the whole. Benrahma, Fornells were regular players 18 months ago. And barely get a look in now. Barely even, don't even get a sniff of a game. You know, they just, the way Moyes has managed his squad is the reason why our fringe players are shit fringe players. They were starters 18 months ago. So there's so many things in the round, that, you know, you just got to look at it in the whole, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm getting a bit with Jay. With Len, sort of saying, like, bottom line is, it's all getting a bit blur, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just fucking dull.
It's just like, ugh.
We're pushing our lives away. Just get the end of the season.
Let's be honest, you didn't miss a lot.
Well, on top of that, you know what I mean? On top of that, we get knocked out of the cup, yeah? Have we missed that? So we get knocked out of the cup as well. Again, Tuesday nights I go out or whatever, I'll get back in. Half hour of games into it, we're 1-0 down. I settled down to watch it. What did we do for the second half, apart from like everyone moan about Creswell got lumped on this happened and that happened? They wanted it more. They were better than us.
But again, the referee lost control of the game. I know it's not an excuse, John, but the referee was inconsistent. And they just took the piss in the end because they got more dirty.
We didn't get it this time.
Yeah.
So, but then again,
if you don't want it to happen, be a fucking better team. Just dry your fucking eyes.
But then after that game, everyone moans about, there you go. You got your two youngsters came on. They didn't do nothing. Yeah. Well, like they came on at 80 minutes. They got another take. I mean, how many minutes has Mbeumo had in total this season? You know, I mean, these kids you can't expect these players just to come on and make an impact. You know, it's just for me that cup game, he would have done well to start those two up front and change the team around and have a go at them.
Yeah.
Because we were short on players. Have a go at them. These two youngsters, when they came on, they looked good together.
I've just checked, John. We didn't. You're right. The last time we recorded was on the 9th of Jan. I'm just checking. When did we lose against Bristol City? 16th of Jan. Yeah. So we haven't talked about it. So
So yeah, no, but all in the whole, it's all just a bit like, oh, okay, we haven't got Kudos, we haven't got Pakatar, we haven't got Alvarez, we're shit now.
Let's quickly talk about the FA Cup. Obviously, away from home, they scored on 3 minutes. Benrahma got sent off for a ridiculous challenge on 51 minutes when we went down to 10 men. David Moyes has said this week he hasn't spoken to him about it and doesn't plan to speak about it.
Yeah, that's good management. Yeah.
Which is slightly bizarre. Danny Ings up front. Cornet played. Emerson, Suchet, Ward-Prowse, Soufal, Cresswell, Zouma, Mavropanos and Fabianski. So on the whole of it, it was a pretty strong team. You know, it's the strongest team we had. But, you know, and look, it's within their... right, they played dirty, they were quite physical, but this is where I think the ref didn't really get control of it and let the game sort of go on and slightly. No VAR, that's the other thing, right? I don't want to turn into a moaning mini, but VAR at the first leg at the London Stadium, no VAR
ground.
At Bristol City ground.
Because it's not
about?
Premier League ground.
Well, then shouldn't there be some consistency?
Yeah, but they aren't. There's no point us pitching about on a podcast. It's not going to change anything.
No, no.
I agree with you. I mean, what you're saying is it's not that important. Well, we think it is. So if we can't agree a common ground, what's the point of discussing it with people? Not, yeah. You know, we're just fans, aren't we? Fans getting fucking bored of it all, to be quite honest with you.
Obviously, Ben Johnson, Mbeumo and Calvin Marshall came on. Mbeumo and Marshall came on at the same time. But you know what?
It was about 80 minutes, wasn't it? Something like that.
I thought it was a little bit earlier. I'd have to have a look.
I thought he looked lively, that Marshall. And some of his interplay with Mbeumo and some of the...
Oh, yeah, it was. You're right. 81 minutes, Mbeumo came on for Ings. And Marshall, 80 minutes, Marshall came on for Cresswell.
I mean, they are mid-table championship team. It's like, go for them.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you one thing for both games. Ben Johnson's having a bit of a cracker. He actually looked like the best man in the... Which shows you how worse everyone else was. He was the best player against Bristol City, in my view. And, you know, he wasn't... I think Danny Ings was the best player yesterday against... Sheffield United. But do you know what? Ben Johnson looked quite comfortable as a midfielder yesterday. I thought he played really well.
Well, he's a decent player, isn't he? He's decent. He's
we'll
another
talk
one.
More about him later.
Sort of been
in the news
pushed aside.
Yeah. Anyway, any news that doesn't involve David Moyes or...
Well, I'll save that for later, but there is some noise. So let's start with a little bit of transfer news. Let's start with Calvin.
Oh, dear. Pitt.
100-day cough.
100-day cough he's got. I've got 100 how many days you in?
Well, it started on Christmas Eve, so I've got quite a way to go.
Does it affect your appetite?
No.
That's a shame, isn't
but
it?
Because no,
it would help. You could have like 2 wins there.
I'm drinking 3 litres of water a day and green tea, John. So,
so you're suffering from water retention.
Weeing a lot. Yeah.
three litres of water.
I like you. I go for a wee every 5 minutes, you know?
So. Yeah, there's other reasons for that at my age.
Anyway, Calvin Phillips, look, we are interested. There's been some talk that it's a £7 million free plus his wages are £3 million. Absolute balderdash. It is expensive, right?
Balderdash.
He is on 135 grand a week. We are looking to pay those wages plus a bonus, right? Of, you know, that will be paid to him on, I don't know, league position, free clean sheets, wins, etc. But it's not 10 million for 23 weeks. It's more.
So it's not all about the money for him, no.
Well, I think, look, Man City don't want to lose. They don't want to subsidise his wages, right? So they don't want to lose out of it, but they're not asking a massive fee.
They were asking for a loan fee, weren't they? It's been reported for 5 mil, wasn't it?
No, it's not true. It's not true. I've asked my sources and they say that's not true. It is an expensive deal, but there isn't a massive £5 million loan fee that some are reporting. As Kevin Nolan said, you know, we are great admirers. He sort of let the cat out of the bag, even though David Moyes refused to talk about other players. Kevin Nolan's happy to. we're in advanced talks. I know Alan Nixon today said the deal's basically been done, premature. Mirror said something similar yesterday. But they're all jumping the gun. I spoke to the club tonight. They said, we don't comment on speculation, but basically there's no news on this front. So, in other words, it's not significantly in long yet to give any update. But they continue to work on it.
I'm in two minds about this deal, to be honest.
So who does he displace then?
Well, it's got to be Souček, hasn't it?
Fuck off.
Do you really reckon?
Well, you don't replace Alvarez unless you're going to move Alvarez.
He might. We fucking takes him off enough. Does he take Souček off?
I don't know. It's a difficult one. If Phillips comes in,
it's not for him.
Well, if you go like for like, it's Alvarez, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm hoping not. I'm hoping not.
I can't remember what he's like, actually, the guy.
Well, he's a defensive midfielder.
He's a defensive midfielder.
But for England, I seem to record him going ahead, advancing more than Declan. Declan sitting.
Yeah.
So, what, James Ward-Prowse? See you later.
Yeah. We shall see. We shall see if we get across the line. My
I wouldn't care if we didn't.
My senior source says we are currently looking at 20 different players. We might sign one on loan. He was very clear, not permanently. We might sign one on loan or two or none. So don't get, if we're looking at 20 different players, don't get hung up about
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Names. I mean, we were looking at Smith Rowe.
Arteta says he's not interested.
Yeah, but managers say this kind of stuff, and then a minute later,
Smith Rowe said he's not interested as well. Where do they come up with these things?
Well, obviously, agents go, oh, yeah, I'm sure my client would, you know. But look, he's one of 20 names. Calvin Phillips is one of 20 names. There's another 18 names we don't know. Interesting that, look, and it. He's a good friend of mine, Mr. Writes for The Guardian, Jacob Steinberg, has linked two strikers. And yesterday he talked about that Aston Villa rejected a loan offer for, I forget the striker's name. And he was also talking about another striker, and I forget his name, for 55 million. Do you know the one I mean?
No.
Well, I thought you followed the
You're the ITK. Haven't we done... Don't kid yourself that everyone gives a fucking shit about transfers. We don't.
Well, so you see, he was linking us with this £55 million striker. And who's injured till
sounds like anyway. That sounds like I, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what I've been told by my senior sources, striker's not a priority. Right? So I'm not calling Jacob out, but I've been told... You know, I've been told the Aston Villa one is not an option. It's not someone we looked at, and we certainly didn't get turned down. And the other guy, we've got some interest, but not for this winter. You know, maybe in the future, but he's injured too. So I've been told you don't get strikers in January. They really don't, and they're not priorities. And we're unlikely to go for one. If we do get someone, it will be a loan. One, maybe two, or maybe none. So there you go. There's a transfer news.
Brilliant.
In maybe other news, nothing. In Great other news. In other
Come on.
News.
He's better be better than that.
Ben Johnson, they've made a decision. He was available to be sold. They've made a decision that they're not going to sell him this January. They're going to offer him a new deal in February when the transfer window closes. They hope to agree. They're pleased with his form, the way he played in Bristol, the way he played yesterday, and believe that, you know, he's a homegrown player. West Ham need homegrown players.
What's the problem then? Why aren't we signing him?
Well, because he wants 60 grand a week. Right. He's on 20 grand a week.
Right. So, homegrown Premier League player.
Well, how much would you pay him? I don't know.
I don't own a football club, do I?
Well, hopefully there's a negotiation somewhere in between. Maybe 45. Yeah.
Why would he?
Will he get 60 somewhere else? I mean, if he, it's a supply and demand kind of thing. If he will get,
well, they said they're not going to sell him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he'd either go for free or he signs a new contract because he's.
What do you think he's worth then? And then try and work out if
he's
worth.
Well, he's not
worth
a lot. If he was sold
with
6 months left on his contract, he's only worth a few million. I mean, how much would someone?
So if you were to buy a similar type of player, how much would he be worth?
With 6 months on his contract.
By the state of fucking our four nails and Benny plays, he's got to be a £20 million player,
isn't he? Yeah, no, you're probably right.
Well, there you go. So how's a 60 grand sound wrong for a player you're not buying? See, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's whatever way you're looking at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last week, the geezer was sort of like, oh, we just don't need him. And then suddenly, these guys can play football. I mean, you'd never think it, would you? At a football club, someone coming from the academy better to play football. I mean, what must have been a shock to them.
Well, they've got 6 months to try and negotiate. No, if
he's only got 6 months to go, can't he start negotiating with other clubs now?
Yeah.
I think only clubs abroad, isn't it?
Well, it could be, but that's another club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
is there any interest in him, Sean?
No, there's been no bids in us yet. No. Oh. There's no bids to...
What's the other news then? The other one's great.
The other news is... Benrahma.
Right.
No bids in for Benrahma. There's been a lot
of... That's not great news either.
They're saying, look... If the player wants to leave, we won't stand in his way. However, for all this talk about Marseille and we've rejected, we've had one inquiry, we've had no talks, we've had no offers. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, to have an offer to turn down, but we haven't had an offer. They would prefer to sell Benrahma.
But he's not worth anything.
Well, they believe there is a valuation.
Yeah. Well, that's why they run a football club and I don't. Fucking hell.
Moving on.
What's a fucking kidney worth then? If there's a valuation of it, Jesus Christ.
Same with a girl, you know, doesn't want to play for us. Away in African nations, if we get a valuation, we get our money back, 30 million, we'll sell him. But there's been no interest. And as there's been
nothing.
No interest, no, there's been no bids. There might have been inquiries from intermediaries, but no bids are coming. And unless someone puts a bid in, he's going to be with us until the summer and he's just going to have to knuckle down and play for us.
Oh, so that's a good plan. So, yeah. Any good news?
Well, yes, there is. Funny you should say that. The one good piece of news is, yesterday, one of my good friends was in the director's box at Sheffield United. And
you said it was Paul Turner. Not a good friend. Not a good friend at all.
Paul is a good friend of mine. And he started talking to
you. You're starting to sound like the Moose, you know that.
He started to talk to this guy. And he said, I recognise you, don't I? He said, well, maybe you are my brother's David Moyes. He went, oh, you're Kenny. He said, yeah, I'm Kenny. Anyway, they started talking, and he told him about Nick, and he told him about social media. He said, but, you know, your brother, you know, there's a section that want it out, but that's mostly social media. When you meet people in the ground, they're not usually like that. Anyway.
Fuck yeah. Well, as I speak to her.
So anyway, so they get talking, and apparently Kenny was going, look, my brother really wants to stay at West Ham. I do expect him to be here next year. And the deal will be done. So, you know, we've heard that before. And I've said that I spoke to someone who spoke to David Moyes, who said he's got unfinished business here. He doesn't plan to leave. And he will do what he do to get a new contract signed. So there you go. That's from his brother, who also believes he will be here next season. So there's your bit of good news, Len.
Did you know if Kenny listens to the podcast?
I don't know if Kenny listens to the
Kenny, if you're listening, I think your brother's a wanker.
Oh, he doesn't mean that, Kenny.
No, I fucking do.
Of course, when I published a picture, and I think I sent it to you, of Kenny talking. He was there with Terry Brown, and he's looking very old.
Everyone loves him.
Terry Brown's looking very old.
Everyone's our favourite.
And
he's entitled, he don't sleep at night.
He said that was the only West Ham directors there. I don't know why that was, but what was I going to say? No, it's gone.
I was waiting for the good news. Where's the good news?
Yeah, where's the good news?
That was it.
It's been over half.
That most successful manager ever will be here next season. That
oh, you're wind up. We've been over half hour. You haven't said anything nice.
No, there is no good news. Suchek, apparently, at some of the players flew back to Stansted after the game. Some went on their own way in cars, including Aaron Cresswell. I guess he went to Liverpool. But apparently, and I'm hearing more and more about this, and I don't want to single one player out, but I will. Apparently, afterwards, Suchek, there was kids waiting to get their photos or get something signed with Suchek, and he just walked all past them and refused to have his picture taken, which is very unlike Suchek. But
maybe he's heard that Calvin Phillips is coming.
Well, I've heard this from some other people, like Pacatar and even Bowen now won't sign memorabilia outside of. And there's two reasons for that.
One's money.
Number one, that some of them have signed exclusive deals to sign memorabilia. And number two is the amount of people that now use kids to pose to get memorabilia signed outside the training ground and then go and flog it themselves.
Yeah. And number three is the people in the club that get back Anders for it. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, there you go.
I suppose, I don't know. it just seems that if you can't give it. And look, it's the same at Chelsea. I pass Cobham every day where Chelsea play. And there's great big notices up there saying, you know, players will not stop here to talk, have photos or sign autographs. So fuck off, you know. So they don't put fuck off, but there are big signs in Cobham saying, you know, no fans here. Please do not.
You know what
here.
I think about footballers, Sean?
What do you think about them?
I think they're self-centred wankers. I've always told you.
Yeah. So is there any good news?
No good news then. What about this guy who's going to come in and be the analytical?
Right, so, oh, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, so Tim Steiden, my source confirmed there is a spectacled German guy, and I forget his name. Can you remember his name? Hans something, is it?
Hans Zimmer.
It's not important to me. You shouldn't need to know his name.
Analyst, what is his name? Maximilian. His name is Maximilian Han. I knew it was Han. Maximilian Han. He used to be, used to work for Brenner Weldon, is it? That's where Tim used to be. No, Werder Bremen. I got them all the way round. So, yeah, but apparently when we talked to the senior source and he said, oh, yeah, he's one of many we've brought in for Tim. You know, we're building a whole team around Tim. According to X, he's bringing his brother in as well. Tim Steiden is bringing his brother in. Nothing like a bit of nepotism. So, yeah, Tim's brother is supposed to be joining next year. And And there's another guy who took over from the guy who went to Aberdeen, chief analyst. So apparently they've got quite a few people. So I did ask the question, well, what about Rob Newman?
What about him?
What about him? What about him? And I was told that he is still very well thought of, and he fits in with the new structure and we're working with the new people. So, I mean, this is a strange one to me. So here's a guy who was brought in as head of recruitment, right? All right, he was a chief scout before, and I was told at Man City he was mostly scouting kids. But anyway, he's brought in as head of recruitment. In comes a technical director and he's demoted. Then you've got sporting director, he's demoted further. Now they've got a head of scouting analysis and he's demoted further. You know? Has he got just no pride at all?
Is he picking up the same talent?
He might just be happy with his roles. Yeah, I mean, there's no
maybe
pride.
His roles stayed the same, and but just other people were there.
He's not head of recruitment anymore.
Well, we had no fucking recruitment a couple of years ago.
I know, but he was brought in as head of recruitment.
There was anyone there, wasn't he?
And now fucking there's a technical director, a sporting director.
We did have. His name was Salty.
And head of technical scouting.
Any real fucking news, Sean?
Well, how does this all end up, Sean?
With a loan for Callum Wilson. There you go, you heard it here first.
Callum Wilson?
Callum Wilson is available on loan.
What, from Newcastle?
From Newcastle.
We wouldn't want him, would we? Let's face it.
Well, we stop installing against us, John.
Well, you say that, John. Can you imagine him in Antonio?
He hates us.
Well, but, you know.
And I think most people have got a disliking for him as well.
Yeah. No, let's be honest. There is very little good news, I can tell you.
But how does all this okay, you look at it in the whole, you've got Tim Stuyton establishing which looks like a proper infrastructure now to run a football club, which is kind of what we've been waiting for since the old Dildo Brothers took over, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's only taken them, what's it now, 11, 12 years or whatever where they're at?
Yeah.
So they finally looked like they're getting the infrastructure right. They've got a manager that they can be nailed on, that they're not likely to go, very unlikely to get relegated and be mid-table and maybe have a go at a cup if he feels like it. So they're happy. But then is he going to be able to perform under the remits that Stuyton's going to operate under? He's going to want to be in charge of the analytical performances of players and bringing in players. Will Moyes, being the old school that he is, be able to do that? And does that mean that, okay, he can adapt to work with Stuyton, which means then we're going to get him for next season, which means he will, after the squad gets alienated, none of the youth get bloodied. Did you see that table that came out in the week about the amount of youth players that have been brought into the team in the last 18 months or something?
I did, yeah.
And West Ham were nowhere near it.
Yeah.
So, is that what we've got to look forward to? We've got to look forward to...
I don't know. You might be right, and we don't know what role he will play. By the way, Dylan Kern now is the first team recruitment analyst that's been brought in. He replaced Jordan Miles, who was our first team recruitment analyst. Remember, he was the only guy, our only scout in the whole team.
Yeah, we only had one, didn't we, then?
He's now head of recruitment at Aberdeen Football Club. He left us to... he's obviously only used to working on his own, so he's left for Aberdeen.
So this is kind of like, I'm with Len again. It's like, this season, let's just get this season to bed so we can see how this all pans out. Yeah.
He'll get going again in March, but I can't be doing...
Premier
League limbo.
Moyes will be here. I don't know if you heard, John, I don't know if you were here the other week, but I've had a £100 charity bet with Nick. You're gonna lose that bet.
No, I won't.
You
fucking will.
Kenny knows.
Well, a charity will win either way. So
yeah, charity will.
But it's. I just find it. You know, I don't know. I mean, I suppose with Sue Fowle being, at least we won't be getting the old Allardyce long throws anymore for the next three games.
Yeah.
So you know, there's always a positive somewhere.
Oh, there is one bit of good news. I forgot about it, is. West Ham will be taking the stadium owners to call over beer prices. West Ham came out the most expensive price for a pint of beer, £6.50. The most expensive pie, £5.35 in the Premier League. They have, for the last 3 years, the stadium owners have been avoiding the comparator club clause, which looks at the average price of pies and pints and food and drink over Spurs, Chelsea and Arsenal. They've continued to make excuses, London Stadium. They've continued to blame everyone else. They sued Alan Mowbray and won £2 million. And now West Ham
Who's
said,
Alan Mowbray?
They are the legal team that put
that
together...
Was four.
Sorry? They
I put, thought it was £4 million.
No, £2 million. £2 million compensation, out-of-court settlement. For they created the first 2013 concessionaire agreement that everyone's been arguing in the court ever since. And London Stadium argued, well, you made a mess of that agreement. You should have put better clauses in, etc. So they've paid £2 million out of court. I mean, the long-term liabilities for the London Stadium is £232 million.
What's that over the 99-year lease?
Yeah, 200 liabilities of more losses.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's unsustainable, isn't it?
It is unsustainable.
But I mean, I was having a moan at you because you obviously had nothing else to do and started banging on about this on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was just like, honestly, the club have known about this for nearly three seasons now.
They have.
And they have done nothing about it. And that's a
and
complete
you know, cause
contempt
I've shown you stuff.
For the fan
Aaron
base.
Brady promised me last season they would go league.
Oh, yeah, they do. Talk
last season. Yeah. So yeah. Can we expect a reduction in beer prices and when?
They buy the whole fucking ground of beer once they've done that? Will they buy us all the beer for the excessive prices that we've been paying?
How about the fucking lawyers buying us a fucking beer? Jesus
Christ. I think it will be argued in court and a judge will decide. Will there be any beer compensation? Unlikely, but it might be enforced. If it does, right, don't hold you. It will come down to £5.75. The correct price of a pint, unless of course Spurs, Arsenal and Chelsea put up their prices this season, a pint of beer should be £5.75.
It doesn't sound like a thing that will go to court, Sean. When
it,
you
is,
hear it,
it is going to go.
No, but they'll sell it. They'll just reduce the fucking price. They're not going
to
pay.
Well, they don't want to. This is it. At the moment, they've got no control.
But isn't this what you call it? Delaware North.
Delaware North. So here's the interesting thing, right?
But don't they play all their figures about it? They just show a loss all the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, John. And their figures have come out, you're right, and show a loss. But here's the funny thing, right? In the concessionaire agreement created by Alan Mowbray, right, they created this comparable clause, which Karen Brady insisted goes in. But when they drafted the contract for Delaware North for the 25-year catering, they forgot to put it in. So Delaware North, again, we're in no obligation to abide by this comparable club clause. That's your problem, not our problem.
So who forgot to put it in? The LLDC?
Yeah, I guess so. When they
well,
were
they'll have to fucking pay the difference then, wouldn't they?
They don't want to. There you go.
Oh, dear.
I mean, they're still arguing, by the way, over the windfall tax. So we've paid them like £6.5 million when Daniel Kredinsky bought into the club 27%. We paid them 6.7 in two payments. And they're still saying, no. That's not enough. There's a calculation that Rothschild put in that sort of gave an example of how you calculate it. And they're arguing, and that could end up in court as well, because they still reckon they're owed money. In the meantime, they're trying to make out, because the London Stadium and London Stadium 185 have now released their figures in January, they made a profit, when really, and Kieran Maguire said this, they require £30 million of cash from LLDC and the London Mayor and the London Assembly every single year just to keep afloat. So make no, you know, all this smoke and mirrors, bullshit. £30 million of taxpayers' money keeps that stadium afloat. And the naming rights, and I think I said this before, won't be happening anytime soon. There's a disagreement on how you split the money, disagreement on what rights they would have. It's all premature. West Ham needs to sign off it, and they're not going to do that. So it's all smoke and mirrors. all smoke and mirrors. You're
any
right.
Danger of the any danger of the stadium falling down, Sean?
No,
they're windy out.
Unfortunately not. Could burn down, but no.
Burn down.
No, they're putting I could see someone going through it. They're putting a £4.5 million solar membrane that should stop the leaks over the roof, Len.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Anywho,
it makes it, honestly, it does make you wonder why there hasn't been like all these people that have been trying to buy football clubs, why someone hasn't come in with a lump of money for West Ham and buy the stadium, because they would sell it, wouldn't they?
I don't know. It's a bit political at the moment.
They feel compelled to make it a proper stadium, though, wouldn't they?
I don't think they would sell it, John. And the problem is, one, I don't think they would sell it politically. You've got Sadiq Khan and, you know, Susan Hall from the Conservatives, the election coming up. And it's a political hot potato. But two, I don't think anyone would take it, including West Ham, without a subsidy. I wrote about this. They would want a subsidy of at least £10 million a year to take it off someone's hands and say, we need a subsidy of £10 million because it's such a white elephant. It's got
such a white elephant, is it?
No, it is. Even if we took it over, because unless you pay off the catering and all the other contracts.
Yeah, but if you took it over, the way it's solved is for LLDC and everyone to go bankrupt.
No, it won't go. So under the contract, the government, the central government, and Cameron Brady put this in, act as a guarantor. So it doesn't matter whether LLDC, London 185, E20 go bankrupt, because the guarantor is the UK government and the taxpayer. And Cameron Brady made sure that wasn't, you know, liquidation administration was an option to them. And well done, Karen, for doing that. But
no,
it means that they haven't got an option.
Honestly,
of getting out.
We're nearly an hour. You said nothing to cheer me up.
No.
Fucking nothing, Sean.
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Should we get on to question time?
Well, I think John said he didn't want to Stages.
Yeah, no, I'll leave you to question time.
Why don't we do predictions, John, before you leave? We are playing... You know what? I don't know who we're playing next. We are playing... Is it Brentford? Oh, at home. You coming to that, John?
We are playing Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, you're right. It's not Brentford. I looked at that. It looked like you're right. Bournemouth at home. 7:30 next... What day is that? Is that Tuesday? Or
it's
Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, 10 days' time. What do you reckon, John?
Bournemouth at home. I reckon we're going to win 2-1.
Ooh. We'll have to see how you're doing on your Super 6. Len?
Bit hard to tell on CBC the starting line-up, isn't it? But, I think it could be 2-2.
Desmond
2-2. And I'll go for a 1-0 win. Obviously. I've been Sean. Nigel has... That's not... Len has been...
Nigel has been in...
I've been
abroad.
Nigel.
Len has been...
Abroad. I've been Nigel. I'm bored, yeah. Fucking terribly bored.
John has been...
Oh, just enjoying myself. Isn't it?
Come on, you wires.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.